The UN says 1.4 million Haitians, more than 10% of the country, have fled their homes because of violence and instability. Many have crossed the border to neighboring Dominican Republic, but there they live in fear and limbo. 200,000 have even been deported back to Haiti. As part of our ongoing series on border security around the world, fellows from British Columbia University's Global Reporting Program visited the island and have this report as told by our Allie Rogan.
These cattle cars have been modified to hold dozens of migrants at a time. The Dominican Republic has ordered up trucks like this to roam the streets of towns and the countryside, filling up every day with Haitian migrants. In one of them, we met a young man named Kalerb, who told us he came to the Dominican Republic to work construction.
It's wrong. It's wrong. All this time that we've been here, we've been going through misery, working for nothing, working for a house to live in. How is it that I'm in jail, without an arrest warrant, without having done anything?
This sweep in the Dominican Republic is part of a response to escalating gang violence and economic instability across the border in Haiti, which has escalated steadily since the assassination of Haiti's president in 2021. Last September, at a UN address, Dominican President Luis Abinader pledged that his country would not fall victim to the pressures from the crisis in Haiti.
The instability in our neighboring country has put significant pressure on our own security.
President Abinader fortified and expanded a border wall and pledged to round up 10,000 Haitians every week to secure his country from undocumented migrants. The border town of Dajabon has been the epicenter of the deportation efforts. The town's market is one of the only places Haitians are allowed to enter legally to buy and sell products. But they must leave the same day over this heavily monitored bridge. Armed Dominican border police stand guard, and there have been several incidents of violence against Haitians at this market.
It is a security issue. In Haiti, there are gang members. There are people who maintain anarchy in that country.
Farmer Santiago Rivaron is the mayor of Dajabon and has been aggressive in his stance against undocumented Haitians, even taking to the streets to violently round up sleeping migrants on his own. But while the volume of deportations back to Haiti may have skyrocketed, the border remains porous. Many migrants are known to cross back into the Dominican Republic across this river, and it's an open secret that a bribe can secure passage.
It's all about money. If you have the money, they let you go. If you don't have money, you stay. To go back, you pay a little something. You pay an immigration chief. The chief always puts someone else to do that for him.
It has become a big business, especially for some military. I cannot say that all the military are corrupt, but there are many corrupt military who receive bribes so that the border can be crossed.
The day after the Global Reporting Program team met that young Haitian construction worker, Kalerb, in the migration truck, they went to his home to speak with his family, only to find Kalerb himself back at home with his wife and baby, whose identities he asked us to conceal.
How did you get back from Haiti to the Dominican Republic?
I always pass through a waterway or go through the end of the wall, where the wall does not reach to cross through the woods. If I could survive in Haiti, I would stay, because here we are not living. Because we are not living, we are surviving. There is no life for Haitian.
He says he's lost track of how many times he has been captured, deported, and returned.
The army, the police, anybody in a uniform, the watchman down the road, is beginning to be involved in ways which lead to extortion, corruption, and creating a chaos.
Human rights activists like Bridget Wooding have condemned Dominican treatment of Haitians. Amnesty International calls it de facto racist migration policies in violation of the country's international human rights obligations.
This particularly anti-Haitian sentiment that the authorities have attempted to whip up, there's not a rational way in which migration is being addressed, and on the contrary, it's being used as a scapegoat for a lot of ills.
It is said that we are racists. That is not true, because the majority of Dominicans have black skin, so how can there be racism? The issue that we have with our neighbors is their lack of culture. We would like them to learn from us. They should do the same thing that we do.
But even many educated professional Haitians with legal right to study or work in the Dominican Republic have reported being arbitrarily detained. Louis Jerry Wood, a Haitian studying to be a pilot in the Dominican capital Santo Domingo, was grabbed right off the street.
I was going to the market to buy something, and by surprise I encounter with this truck. One of them hit me, telling me to shut up. So I showed them about the visa, I showed them the passport, and they told me that doesn't matter, and they took me in custody and put me in this truck. So I really feel that I was discriminated, because I was black, and worse, because I was Haitian.
Louis was taken to this former recreational center, converted into a detention facility to meet the demands of the country's migrant sweeps. Outside the center, families waited for loved ones who had been detained.
I spent like one night, one day without eating anything, without drinking water. I was really traumatized because it was the first time for me to have been treated this way. Because even in Haiti, there was a situation of violence. I did not really see this stuff.
To date, Louis has been picked up 4 times, and he lives in constant fear of being detained again. And he's one of the most connected Haitian migrants in the country, having been sponsored by Alexis Victoria Yeb, a prominent senator in President Abinader's ruling party.
I learned about Louis's desire to become a pilot. It captivated me, his story, his dedication, his desire to achieve his dream. I got him a work permit, a study permit, and he is here legally with all the documents.
And while Senator Yeb says the Dominican Republic is reliant on cheap Haitian labor, particularly in agriculture and manufacturing, there's a larger national security concern.
We need Haitian labor if they are regulated, if they have identification. We get them the work residence here. The thing is that Haiti is completely devastated, where they don't have controls over their citizens. Haiti is controlled by a terrorist gang, so we have to control our country.
This is my dream. It's my dream that one day I can see Haiti working and we would cross the border to return to our country. I have a child who's only 2 months old. I'd like to see his future. I'd like to see him grow up. I would not like to pass the misery that I am going through now.
For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Allie Rogan.